Oh, happy Friday. How's it going? My name is Nat. This is the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for following the show. Many of you have commented how this show is helping you, and that is awesome. If this is your first time here, welcome to the podcast. If you like the show, share it. Get it out there. Let's spread the positivity. Also, make sure you check out Amazon for my new book, The Positive Perspective. Click over to Amazon and search The Positive Perspective or go down to the links in the description. Also, check out my website, bepositivepodcast.com. Grab some merchandise. People are picking that stuff up. I love it. It makes me feel like I'm doing something worthwhile and it's paying the bills. If you got something to say, you know what to use, the text line, right? Juan, we use the text line, don't we? 304-506-3332. I appreciate everybody who uses that and actually communicates with me through the text line. That's why I have it. That's why I have it, for you guys to just shoot me a quick message. Sometimes I get a thumbs up, an emoji, a picture, just like Brittany sends me beautiful pictures of rainbows and like mountain scene. It's really nice. I appreciate those pictures, Brittany. It's awesome. And I talk to all kind of people on the text line. Linda, I'm going to tell you right now, look at your job, reevaluate your job and your options, and decide on what's going to make you happy. Life's too short to be miserable and stressed, and if your job's doing it, well, it's time to not just be comfortable. Think about how you're going to get out of that situation. Whatever's causing you stress, I'm saying this to everybody, whatever is causing you stress in your life, focus on it, figure out what it is, and get rid of it and change it and do something different. You have to get rid of that stress, okay? All right, if you like the show, then make sure you share it. Please share it out there. If you got something to say, you got a story, you got a topic, you got an idea, you got a grief, a gripe or something with the show, you can go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Your story. That's cool when you send me your stories. It gives me something to talk about on here and makes me feel good. And I'll give you a shout out, just like Maheen, sorry, with an N, on listening on Spotify. Maheen, thank you very much. Hazel, listening on Spotify. Juan, I don't know where you're listening, but we text and we've been talking here and there. And Linda, listen. All right, and Brittany, I still love those pictures anyway. And I want to give a quick shout out to a handful of people, the newest people who have come on board the positivity: Jasmine, Brett, James, Maheen, Hazel, Beth, Stephanie, Alice, Bianca, Mary, Paige, Deborah, Kim, Alan. My goodness, a lot of new people. Meryl, Lexi, Frank, Rachel, Sean, Todd, Colin, Nico, Brenda, Christine. I could go on and on. Derek, Cody, Pascal. Hey, man, thanks for... And Nikita, everybody, I appreciate you guys being a part of the show. We're over half a million strong, and we're spreading the positivity, and we're trying to figure out how to be happy in this crazy-ass world that we live in. I'm telling you what. So my thought for today, it's Friday. My thought for today is, man, it's Friday. If you made it through the week and you stayed positive most of the time, you're doing good. You're doing good. I can relate, because guess what? Guess what? For those of you following me on social media, I have finally done with the construction part of my bathroom remodel. I actually put the toilet in place today, and all I have to do is shelves in the closet, install the toilet, and I'm showering in there tomorrow. Oh, it's going to be a great Friday when I can actually use my new bathroom. Anyway, and it's a great accomplishment. It was a huge, huge undertaking, and this is the way I am in my life, and maybe you can relate this to your life. When you see something that's daunting, a task that you got to do, that's just like, oh my God, I can't do that. Well, you have to, as soon as you say that to yourself, you know what I always say? You can't say I can't. I'm not a construction worker by trade. I have a lot of tools. I've done that stuff in the past, so I'm a handyman. But when I ripped into these bathrooms and down to the studs, my first thought was like, oh shit, what have I gotten myself into? But you know what? I learned, there's some YouTube videos for some things, some friends, and some, people in the trade that taught me how to do stuff. And I tell you what, it's not too bad. It's really a great accomplishment when you actually dive in and get past the fear. I was afraid to do it, you know, but I did it and it came out nice. And I'm so happy that the construction is done, but my wife has new tasks for me for next year. So we'll be talking about the new roof over the patio and, over the deck and the deck around the pool. Oh my gosh, I've never done that before. So that should be fun. I'll talk about that too. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. Let's talk about why we are so divided. Why the hell are we so divided in this country today? When I was growing up, there was a little bit of racism, but you know, it wasn't like a focus. And you didn't cancel people, and there was not so many freaking labels. Not so many labels when I was growing up. Of course, that was 150 years ago. But I start to think about, why are we so divided? And this topic just came to me as I was coming down into the studio. I had no idea. And I'm like, you know what? What's bothering me? What is bothering me? I'm thinking whatever's bothering me is probably bothering you too. And the division and the, let's put it this way, the extreme division that we're experiencing and seeing right now in society and humanity is something that I have never seen in my lifetime. I mean, and I've been around over half a decade, and I have never seen it so divided. Even when we were divided, it wasn't like this. It wasn't pure hatred from well, it is not even a political thing. You know, now it's whether you took the shot, you're anti-vaxxer or a vaxxer, or you're racist, or you're not, or you're a white supremacist. And there's so many things, so many labels that are being put on people, and so much judgment being cast out by people who are in no position to judge. And for some reason, many, many, many people are still thinking that the way it was 50 years ago to believe what you're told is the same way now. But it wasn't true then. It's not true now. So why are we so divided? Because it's part of a control thing. If we are united and we are standing all on the same front and we don't see color. You know, personally, me, I don't see skin color. I see person. I can see an asshole no matter what color you are. So I've never been raised that way. I've never been raised to be prejudiced, never been praised to be racist, never been praised to be, oh, you're of the different political party than me. Oh, you have a different opinion. I hate you. What the hell is that? This new society of the fact that you have a different opinion than me, so then I hate you. We can't be friends. We've been friends for 25 years. Yeah, but now we have a different opinion, so now we can't be friends. We can't socialize. We can't, I don't like your opinions, and you think differently than me, so you are wrong. And that's why we're so divided. And I'm saying that because both sides of the division are as passionate about their thoughts about their stance. And I'm not taking either side on anything because this is a very unbiased program. But the division that is being created by the powers that be, by the higher ups, by the media, by celebrities, by Hollywood, by just the mainstream media is creating the division. They're creating the anxiety. They're creating the angst and the tension that is bubbling over. And I'll tell you what, you want to hear my honest opinion? I think they're doing it to distract us from something that none of us even can expect. But I'm not even going to go there because that's not what this show is. But the division that we are experiencing is because we are letting people put labels on us, and we are accepting the labels that are put on us, whether we believe it or not. We're being so, as a society, I would say 75% of the people accept the labels, black, white, gay, straight, whatever, you know, whatever the labels they put on you. I don't have a label. I'm Nat. And that's a name that was given to this body that I inhabit. And knowing that, if you think about this for a second, I talk about this all the time on the show. I say that everything comes from energy. We're all from the same energy. We're from one energy. We are one. Without this physical meat suit and manifestation that we have around us, everything that we're experiencing, which is, using 3% or 5% of your pineal gland, and you're only using like 5% of your brain, your DNA, most of it's shut down, And so we really don't have the capabilities, and we're not utilizing I can't say we don't have, but we're not utilizing the capabilities to actually open our minds to the frequencies and the vibrations that are all around us. So when I think about the division, I think of how ironic it is that something that is that comes from the same energy, that is all the same, from one entity, we are all from the same energy, is divided. So how traumatic does that have to be on everyone's subconscious to subconsciously know that you all come from God or a superior being or from Adam and Eve or whatever your religion tells you that you come from? It's all basically the same. It's just different names and different little different situations, but it's basically the same, that there is a higher power that we all come from. So meaning that we're all part of the same power, the same energy. So how do you stay divided? How do you overlook that and say, you know what? You're not the same color as me. You don't think the same way as me. I don't agree with you. So I can't talk to you. We can't be human beings. You can't have your own opinion. I can have my own opinion, but you can't have yours. And how do we get there? And how do we get out of there? How do we stop that? I don't know the answer to that. I wish I had the answer to that. And I wish I could go on television and go on media, but they would censor me and block me just like they do all the time. But that's okay. I don't care. I speak the truth. I speak what I know. I speak facts. I don't just reshare bullshit. And I get locked out of my social media sometimes because of that. But you know what? The truth is out there. Just like the X-Files used to say, the truth is out there. So go search for it and stop being so divided. Stop letting people divide you. Stop being controlled by other people's narrative and start thinking for yourself. Research used to be you used to be able to say, you could question things and people would do their legwork. They do the research and go, wait a minute. I found this. I understand this. I read this. I tried this. I experimented with this and this is wrong. I don't agree with this. This is bullshit. Now research is somebody typing in something into Google and whatever Google tells you is fact becomes fact. And that's what you argue and that's what you spew. And that's what you know as your reality. And that's not wrong. That is not wrong. It's just the choice that you have made. I choose to do. I don't believe what other people tell me. I don't believe what the TV tells me. I don't believe what media tells me. I don't believe what politicians tell me. I don't believe what anybody tells me unless I know it's fact. And when you start understanding that you have control over what you believe. Now, there's times, and I question this myself. Are my beliefs actually my beliefs, or are they a product of what I've been exposed to and I've created these beliefs? So how do you get to the root of what you really believe? Well, that's the $25,000 question. How do you get to the root of to find out what you truly believe? Is you start shedding the opinions like a snake skin, like skin. You're shedding it. Okay, you start saying, okay, why do I feel this way about this? Now let's use politics just for shits and giggles here. Why do I feel this strongly for this candidate? Is it because it's not that candidate? Is it because of his policies? Is it because he's going to make change? Or is it because of what I've been told about this person, of what I've seen about this person, and what I've read about this person, and what other people think about this person? And I'll tell you what, it's hard to actually divide that and split that in your own mind and come to terms with what you really are thinking. Is what you're thinking your thoughts? I mean, think about that. Is what you're thinking about and what you believe in and what you're so strong in, what you argue about with your friends and family, are they truly your thoughts and your beliefs? Or are you just taking a stance on something that a certain amount of people believe in? And I'll tell you what, I only say that because I'm thinking about it myself, about a few things. But I'm thinking, do I think the way I think because I believe that, or because I want to believe that, or I want to be this part of this group? It's messed up, and you have to figure that out yourself. And I don't have the answer for that. I just know that once you start analyzing it, that's when you start digging down your own rabbit hole. That didn't sound right, did it? We start digging down your own rabbit hole, going down there and getting in your own psyche and start figuring out, like, who am I and why am I doing this? Why do I think this way? Why am I agreeing with these people? Or why do I not agree with these people? And why are so many people thinking differently than me? I tell you what. It's bottom line is, if you are happy with your decisions in life and who you are and what you made, and you are truly happy, then you're doing it right. Whether anybody else agrees with you or not, that doesn't freaking matter. If you are truly happy, truly, truly happy with your job, with your spouse, with your life, with where you live, with the car you drive, all the things. If you can sit down and go, you know what? This is cool. I've got a roof over my head. I like my house. I like the place I live. I like my car. My job's not bad. I can deal with that. I like that. I love my family. I got my health. And you start thinking about that stuff and thinking about the gift of life that you have. And then reflect on being happy. Then you're really going to be wondering why we are all so divided. Because so many people don't feel that way. So many people are not happy. So many people are angry. And their anger is being fueled. So we all have to come together. We all have to stop being divided. We all have to realize that we all come from the same place. No matter what religion you believe in, no matter what you think, whether it's Buddha or Jesus Christ or aliens or Hindus or whatever you think, it all comes, we all stem from a superior being. There's always a superior being, a God in the sky, a figurehead, something that is bigger than us, that we can't really see, but it's bigger than us. It's an energy that's bigger than us. And you know what it is? You know what that energy is that's bigger than us? It's us, because we're all part of the same energy. So start understanding your own. Start thinking about, am I really happy? Is it, you know, I hate my job. It gives me anxiety. It gives me stress. I know I talked to a couple people on the text line that say that their job stresses them out so bad that they just can't even deal with it, but they have to pay their bills. Well, you know what? There's two answers to that solution. One, stay at the job and be miserable and suck it up, or try to make it fun and pay your bills. Or two, there's three solutions. Two, quit your job, live beneath your means, find a new job. Well, you shouldn't quit before you find a new job. Find a new job, find a new line of work, find something else, take a chance. It's that fear of leaving the security of a job that you've had for a while that messes with you, because like, oh, I got to get a new job. Well, you know what? Fear is created. I tell you, it's not real. You create it in your mind. You're afraid of something until you do it. You go, oh, there was nothing to be afraid of. How many times have you said that? You're scared to do something. You're scared to ask somebody out on a date. You're scared to jump out of a plane. Well, I would too, unless I had a parachute. And you're just afraid to go to the job interview, and then boom, you land it, and it usually comes out better than you expected, and the fear was totally unwarranted, the fear created the stress, which creates the anxiety, which is all self-inflicted, and there's no need for it. So when something, you know what, it's the fear of the unknown. When you're afraid, we are afraid as humans of things that we don't know, that we can't predict, that we can't say, okay, I know this is going to happen, so I'll do it. When it's something that's not, that you don't know the outcome, it's natural to be afraid. But when you overcome that, it's the people that overcome that. You know, Will Smith said, on the other side of fear is happiness and success. And that's true. Every time I've been afraid of something, I've gone forward and gone through it and been like, what was I afraid of, man? I was afraid of the unknown. And when you realize that and you have control over it, you can actually push that fear aside and go, you know what? I'm not afraid. I'm going to do it. I'm going to live my life. And we all need to just live our lives, be happy, and start reaching out to people that we disagree with and try to close that division. Because we all have people in our lives that are even people that were friends that are like not so much friends anymore, because of either politics or because of your stance on the vaccine or whatever it is. Reach out, and we have to take the first step. We've got to be the initiators of the positivity. You have to be the soldiers of positivity. to get out there and to open up the conversation and say, you know what? It's okay to disagree with me. I still love you. I still respect you. And whether you get it back or not is irrelevant. It is irrelevant. Maybe you'll get it back. Maybe you won't. Maybe the people are like, screw you. Get out of here. I think you're an idiot. But then you know what? You've made the effort. You put that positive energy out there and you walk away from that conversation with your positive energy, with that release, with that good circling around you, trying to make the world a better place. I mean, it's up to us. It's up to people. Not like we're going to have some person come down and go with a magic wand, a Harry Potter wand, and say, oh, you're all healed, you're all happy, you're all healthy, and you all get along. Boom, poof. Oh, that's so happy. Rainbows and unicorns. Oh, man. Okay, well, anyway, that's my rant on why we should divide it. I wish we weren't divided. I hope that it changes in the future. It looks like it could be grim times, or it could be a whole spiritual awakening for the entire planet. Only time will tell. We'll see what it is. But you know what? As long as there's an internet, I'll be here. Unless they shut me down for speaking the truth. I do my best. I try to help and share positivity. Oh, man. Well, I appreciate you listening to the show. And I'm doing a little bit longer shows. They're going to be less shows, but they're going to be longer. I think that's what I'm going to go with, because it seems the demographic wants to listen to more lengthy shows. So I'll spurt, you know me. Some will be 20 minutes, 30 minutes. There might be a 4-minute show, 10 minutes. You never know. It depends on my mood. It depends on my mood. And so then you just have to deal with it if you want to. If not, you just stop. Just stop it. All right, that's it, man. Make sure you go over to Amazon. Please head over to Amazon and grab my book, The Positive Perspective. I'd love for you to get one. And if you want a signed copy, I would love to personalize a copy for you. Go to my website and there's a pop-up there where you have like 3 choices to personalize it. Or I did something new here. If somebody said, I don't do Amazon, I'm not supporting big tech. And you know what? I respect that. So there's a link on there to actually buy it directly from me so you don't support big tech. And I'm fine with that. So, I appreciate that, and I'm moving into the 22nd century. Is that what it is? I don't know what it is. hit me up on the text line, 304-506-3332. Go to the website, /your story. Give me something to talk about. You got something. You're thinking about something I could talk about right now. I know you are. So send it on in, bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Maheen, Hazel, Juan, Linda, Brittany, I appreciate you guys listening to the show and taking the time to let me know. And also, thanks, Deborah and Brittany, for letting me know that you got the books that you won and you're enjoying them so far. I appreciate the reviews you give me on Amazon. That's it. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.